Last week we celebrated the second Sunday of ordinary time, and the gospel of last week was actually from John, not from Luke. You see, we're in right now is actually about the gospel of Luke, but we actually heard from John's gospel last week, and it was the famous story of the wedding feast at Cana. You know, from time to time, everyone, I come across the famous last words of people before they died, and I'm going to share some with you today. Franklin Roosevelt, before he died, his last words were this, believe it or not, I have a terrible headache. Beethoven, the famous musical composer, said to those gathered around his deathbed, applaud friends, the comedy is over. American poet Edgar Allan Poe is quoted as saying, Lord help my poor soul. Now last week in that gospel, everyone, we heard the last words, written words of Mary in all the gospels. Not that Mary wouldn't speak after the wedding feast at Cana. It's not what we're saying. She would. We hear about her in the gospels. But what I'm saying is this. They're the last written words that we have of Mary in the gospels. And the last words that she says are very proactive. Do whatever Jesus tells you. And when you really think about it, what more is there to say? Do whatever Jesus tells you. So this week we go to the flip side of things. The opposite, the exact opposite. So let's do the same thing. Let's look at some first words. I'm going to share with you three inaugural addresses, some of the famous words that we've heard in inaugural addresses over the course of time from our presidents. President Roosevelt, when he said to the nation in the midst of a terrible depression, this great nation will endure. The only thing we have to fear is what? That's right. John F. Kennedy in 61. And so my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can. That's right. Ronald Reagan in 85. Hopeful, big-hearted, daring. That is our song. And today we hear everyone the first words of Jesus as he kicks off his public ministry. Not saying these are the first words of Jesus in all the Gospels. There are others, but he kicks off now his public ministry. And his words begin with these. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings. Spirit is upon me, and what have I come to do? I have come to bring glad tidings. And the first reading of the gospel, everyone, really set the stage for such an event. We heard in the first reading of today, Ezra, everyone, is placed up on a platform. And from that platform, everyone, the people stand as he reads the word. And what do they yell out? Amen, amen. From the gospel, everyone, Jesus is handed a scroll. He unrolls it. The people listen intently. Think about what we do. It's all there. When we proclaim the word, everyone, what do? We go to a raised platform. I've even gone to some in churches, everyone, where actually the lectern, you actually have to walk up a series of steps to get to it. It's way higher than the altar. Okay? And from there, what do? Well, if I said, okay, I want you to hand me what it is to read, you're not going to give me 17 magazine, Good Housekeeping. What are you going to give me? Word of God. And in the midst of that, what do? You listen. And we proclaim, hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So I put together four questions today, everyone, for you. Let's see if we can answer these on the part of the Mass that we call the Liturgy of the Word. Because when we hear about Ezra, Nehemiah, Jesus, it's all about the proclamation. Four questions for you today. Here's number one. After the opening prayer, we sit to listen to the first reading, responsorial psalm, and second reading, just as you do now with the homily. Why do we sit instead of stand during this time? You know what it is? It's the easiest posture to what? Listen. I'll give you an example. Next week, if I came to your places, and those of you watching Super Bowl, you're not going to be doing handstands. Okay? You're not going to do that. You're not going to stand for the whole game. You're going to sit. Why? Because it's the easiest posture to what? Listen. Now, what's interesting? Question two. If we sit from the first reading, responsorial psalm, and second reading, the posture of listening. Why do we stand for the gospel? We do it out of a sense of respect. Respect. Jesus is actually speaking to us in the gospel. Example I always give to kids is this. If somebody was knocking at the door and you said, "Who is it?" And you said, "Jesus," what are you going to do? Sit and yell out, "Come in." What are you going to do? Stand, go, open. Why? Jesus. Question 3. Before the gospel of today, we sang the Alleluia. Alleluia means praise. We praise Jesus present in the Word. Do we sing the Alleluia before the gospel during the entire church year? The answer is no. We actually fast from it during what season? Lent. That's right. All right? We use a different proclamation, so we don't use it during the entire church year. And question 4, I want you to be clear about this one. Many of you, along with me, before the proclamation of the gospel, do this. Do you know, what are you doing? Are you playing checkers? Do you know what you're doing? What are you putting up there, everyone? That's right, sign of the cross. Okay, that's what it is. And where do we do it? We do it in our mind, lips. So what are we saying then? If we're getting ready, we stand, Jesus speaks to us, we're saying, "Jesus, be in my, on my, and in my," that's exactly right. But most importantly, everyone, when it comes to the Word, when it comes to the liturgy of the Eucharist, most important today is you and me. It's people. That's what Paul gets at in the second reading of today. He speaks of how important we are in terms of the body. I thought about this a little bit last week, and the one part of the body that I could kind of think about that we probably don't think much about is this, the belly button. Now, everyone, my belly button collects a great deal of lint. It's a great collector. All right? It does a great job. All right? Now, I also read a little bit on this. I could also get myself an earring and stick it from my belly button, a navel ring, but it's pretty much useless. Why? Could you see me walking around with a black shirt cut off at this so you could see my navel ring? All right? Pretty much useless right now, okay? But we also realize this. Without it, we would never be born. We wouldn't be born, would we? We wouldn't be here. How important it was before we were born. And I thought about this too in the body, speaking about the womb. For those of you who are claustrophobic, how in the world did you stay 9 months in the womb? About as claustrophobic as it gets. And so everyone, what do we do with the belly button? I'm not going to sit here today and work on gouging it out. We treat it with respect. Same is true of all of us. We're all important. I don't care how tall you are, short you are, how old you are, how young you are. I don't care if you're wearing Rock Revival jeans today or Wrangler jeans. I don't care. You're all important. And one more thing on that, just a quick story. I once read a story about a man. He was walking along a beach after a storm. And the storm had thrown a numerous number of starfish up on the shore. And there was this young woman ahead of him taking the starfish and throwing them back into the sea. So he got up to her and asked her what she's doing. She said, "I'm walking along throwing these starfish back into the sea." He says, "But look, there's miles upon miles upon miles of shoreline. And look at all these starfish. What difference are you making?" And she picks one up and she says this, get this, "I'm making a difference to this one." And she throws it back into the sea. You know, we live in a world of billions, and sometimes we ask, what difference can we make? Well, look at Nehemiah and Ezra. Look at Paul. Look at Jesus. The bottom line is this, what a difference we make to the people whose paths we cross. What a difference we make. So celebrate your dignity, celebrate your worth, celebrate who you are, and get to work. Be about Jesus Christ. And God's blessings to you this day.